telling you in my humble fashion that you thrill me through with a tender passion. When you said you care, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there, permanent devotion. You made all other men seem blind. Just you alone filled me with eyes. Wonderful, marvelous. You should care for me.
It's 91.5. Oh my gosh, now we're too loud. Bringing the mic down. Hello, everyone. I hope you're having such a great day. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Ella. Hello. You're listening to What a Wonderful World. And we are having such a great show already. I just left the house this morning and didn't even remember to put on my glasses. So it's been a very fun just 5 hours of excitement and not being able to see and guessing where I am in the world. And it's been very fun. Just saw that the microphone wasn't in front of me. Didn't even see it with my own two eyes. Everything's just so blurry. But that's not going to stop us from having such a great show. You, again, are listening to 91.5 FM. And it's been an exciting day already. Hopefully you're having a great one here in just Medford, Somerville. It is beautiful. The sun is shining. You can curl up in a nice jacket, but it's pretty epic weather. And the peeps are just out roaming around. The sky is blue. Things are happy. So hopefully wherever you are, things are just also epic with you. And it's just 2:04. We have a lot of epic songs this day. This is going to be exciting, peeps. Well, I'm even just looking at what's next. Technically, the words are a little blurry on the computer. But I put together quite the, I'd say blues jazz is the focus for today. A couple other things thrown in there. But this summer, I interviewed Professor Allman, Michael Allman, who is a professor here and has interviewed just hundreds of people in 40 years of interviewing blues and jazz people, and I just digitized a lot of the tapes that he had this summer. And so one of the projects that I was doing with him just overlapped with another project that I'm doing called Half the History, another epic one you should check out, that is all about women's stories and women's histories that... Oh, sorry, Mike. Can't see where my hands are. Just bumped you because I can't see anything. But very excitingly, it's all about women's histories and women's stories throughout history that haven't been told. So I... just some of the women that Professor Allman interviewed now are going to be part of this project, including Betty Carter. And in the Betty Carter interview I listened to, she mentioned a lot of epic women. And so then it just took some Betty Carter, some of the women that she mentioned, just some other epic peeps that I thought of, thinking about Professor Allman. He was the one who did History of Blues, where I just knew so much information about blues and jazz and brought to you each week. So we are just going to do some epic blues and jazz things inspired by Professor Allman and Summer Scholars. That was just the program I did. Just my mom gave me this epic idea. Thanks, Mom. This one's for you. Just I did a tip of the hat, a salute to you. And I'm very excited because we're starting off with some epic songs. That when I was looking back on the blues history songs, there was a couple that I remembered were really epic to listen to in class for the first time. So, we are going to start off, everybody just hopefully just knows Muddy Waters, epic dude, really just rocking it. But the first time I heard this was just in class, crazily enough, I couldn't even believe it. But it's just a really fun one, and then we're going to come up with some other fun ones. So, just don't go anywhere, you're going to hear some epic blues and jazz. Just, we're not going mainstream, we're going Professor Allman style, and also Betty Carter recommendations, and some songs for her from her herself. So get excited. There's a lot of epic things going to be happening. But we're going to start it right off with Muddy Waters doing The Hitch, the most rocking one to hear in a class. It's going to be Got My Mojo Working.
man.
Where you been so long, man?
Oh, man, I've been out there at 1919 West Taylor.
What you been doing out there, man?
Oh, man, I was out there messing around with Rand and Dr. Newhouse, man. I had to get rid of them two bugs and that roach I had.
How you do that?
Oh, man, I hit it something like this, Jack.
You getting down, brother?
I had to get down or get out of there or something.
That's what you call soul music.
That's right, baby. And that bug is soul, too.
But let me see you get a little funky with it now.
Okay, baby. This is where I got rid of that bug. Man,
I'm him too.
You guys don't know what kind of bug that was.
What you mean, what kind of bug? That soul bug, that brother.
Yeah, he'll take your soul too.
You better believe it if you're not in damn machine.
That's right.
Isn't that a good one? It's Earl Hooker doing Two Bugs and a Roach, an epic song that was really just a rockin' one to hear. And right before that, we heard, of course, Muddy Waters doing Got My Mojo Working. Two just really feeling jazzy, feeling good, feeling a rockin' song. So hopefully you enjoyed them. Right before that, well, we just heard some Ella Fitzgerald, and guess what? It's not going to be the last Ella Fitzgerald for the hour. It's just 2:13. We're at the 45-second mark, if you are interested. And there's so many exciting things going on today. You can just call into the radio station if you're interested. Call in at 855-915-9636. If you want to talk on the air, make any requests, just say hi. Just want to talk about Muddy Waters and Two Bugs and a Roach, call on in. Also, you can do all of those fun things and more. More, just the possibility is even more limitless, I say. If you go on to WMFO.org, and there is a exciting new option that's called the DJ Chat. And you can just chat on up over there. I will be monitoring the chat and saying hi to everyone who joins. So if you want to say hi, two amazing options. Otherwise, we have a lot of epic songs coming up. Let's just take a gander. Let me take a gander. Well, and very exciting thing. Should we just get into the meat of the adventure? What is very exciting is I have been listening to all these women blues and jazz musicians and trying to make like 5-minute or 10-minute audio pieces for the Half the History Project from Professor Ellman's interviews. So I have recently been listening a lot to Betty Carter's interview. And she is just so epic and is a hysterical person to listen to. And she just is so smart and has so much attitude and also just talks so truthfully. And I absolutely love her. So we have some songs from her. So maybe this is just going to be the Betty Carter block. Get excited. And then she was also just telling some epic stories, including just commentating on some of the amazing performers before her who inspired her, especially a woman like Ella Fitzgerald. And she's talking about how Ella Fitzgerald first just started the scat thing, is what she said, in one of the just hit songs, Oh Lady Be Good. What a good one. So, before we go on over to just the most epic song, well, really, there's just a story with Betty Carter's. I didn't exactly listen to the entire song, both of her songs, so we're just going to listen to it for the first time together. Crazy that I haven't heard it. But first off, we're going to start off with Ella Fitzgerald, Lady Be Good, who Betty Carter's talked about, and the scat version specifically, not the slow version, which is also epic, but this is just going to be Oh Lady Be Good, Ella Fitzgerald, and then right after that, when I was looking for Betty Carter, I was just looking at the web, seeing some epic songs, seeing ones I wanted to play, and I saw this other epic person who I don't think I've heard very much music from, but is just amazing when I just looked up some epic history that maybe I'll just try to share with you when we come back from the break, Carmen McRae, and she has a song called Sometimes I'm Happy, which also I've never listened to before, but the people in the comments of just the YouTube video said, oh my gosh, how did more people not know this? This song is so amazing. I love it so much. And so just in honor of all the people and people loving music, we're going to listen to a song I know I love, Ella Fitzgerald, Lady Be Good. And then right after that, we're going to listen to Carmen together, rock out, and do an epic song that at least 6 people in the entire world, and probably many more, but 6 people were very excited and thought many more people should listen to. So, we're starting off with Ella, and then we'll go on over to Carmen, and then, when we come back, Betty Carter, her story, and just another story that she said that involves more music. You'll have to stick around to find out. But first, Ella Fitzgerald. Here we go.
Sweet, lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully, awfully, awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm all alone in this crazy city of Los Angeles. Won't somebody please have pity, pity, pity on me? Just a lonesome, just a lonesome, just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh, lady, be good. But you be diddy, you can do little bump a day. A boop a doodle, you can do little dreed it up. But the boop away. Be do be a bit of the doodle, do it down. Bumpa did the do you look fun out down. Bumpa did the doodle, the peep out. Started in the diddy, the heat up. Bumpa did the diddy, the da. I want to rock, I want to roll. I want to rock, I want to roll. Be do do do, be do do do. I don't know where I'm going, but 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 I'm going. Do 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 do. Oh, the lady in red, but I'm a bobbity, but I'm a bloody boy. Need a friend, send for me, send for me. But I did
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends upon you. I never as long as I can find the sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you and sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's just because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? Say I'm so happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends mainly on you.
Wow, Carmen's just all rocking it. Well, that was some pretty epic stuff. We were just hearing that right before was Oh Lady Be Good, the scat version, Ella Fitzgerald, really just rocking out to a live audience. You can just imagine you're in a fun little club. And then, right after, right before our Betty Carter segment that's coming up right now, we heard who I just found on the Betty Carter adventure to find epic music by her. And that was just Carmen McRae, who just... I just listened to more songs by her. It was a very fun song, and I loved all the snapping, and it was just another fun little club that we were at together. So hopefully you enjoyed it. That was Sometimes I'm Happy, an epic one that I just really loved. And the people in the comments were just right. More people should hear that one. So there you go. There's some Carmen and Elafia at 2:25 on the afternoon on a beautiful Thursday day. Hopefully it's just beautiful wherever you are in the world, and hopefully you're just feeling rocking. Again, you can just call on into the studio. I just looked up at the board where you just can see the number, but my glasses aren't even on my head, so I can't even see. But I can look on over at the computer to know that you just have to call in 855-915-9636 or go on to WMFO.org, and then you can chat with me on the DJ chat. We have one epic active member who I love, so just... they know who they are, guest 114. They're rocking it. And that number again was just 855-915-9636. Oh, another epic peep. Hello. So hopefully... oh, that wasn't another epic peep. I just scrolled up on the DJ chat room and there's someone who says death metal. And I thought another person had come into the chat and said death metal to me. But really, they aren't making a request for that. They just made a request in the past. How fun. I think the world beam glory is throwing me off. But I'm very excited because we have some epic songs coming up. And this is the Betty Carter just power time, which is what I'm going to call it. The first song that I'm going to be playing, one is just... sounds very nice. It's What a Little Moonlight Can Do, and it just sounds like a beautiful song. So we're going to be hearing that one. But the one that Betty Carter talked about in her interview was, let's see, just bring this microphone over. Here we go. Let me just check my levels. Okay, well, the one that Betty Carter talked about in her interview was Open the Door, which she said, here we go, pulled it right up, which she said that Open the Door is about when she wanted to tell her husband and try to get him to understand that she doesn't want to do the things that make her a lot of money. She wants to just do her passions and rock on. And is trying to explain to him why she couldn't give up on what she's doing to go for the money. That's what she said. So that is what we're going to be hearing first, and then just another fun one of Betty Carter. And then after that, another Betty Carter story is coming your way. But first, it's going to be Betty Carter with Open the Door.
Open the door, dear. I must get in your heart. You're making it hard to be true. So please. Make me beg and beg. torture me like this. Can you see I've got love, plenty love to give to you? I've got love.
Epic. It is Betty Carter doing What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Some fast jazz, we got some drums, we got some horns. We're going crazy with Betty Carter, and right before that, just a little slower Betty Carter, Open the Door, which she said that was just about talking to her husband about why she can't leave what she loves to go for the money. She is just going for the fun and the passion and the happiness. And how amazing, because then, look what she did. What a Little Moonlight Can Do. How spectacularly epic. So, another exciting thing that happened in the Betty Carter interview, the one that she, well, at the time of the interview, she had just done two albums already. And then she just said, another one's coming out soon. She also talked about Ella Fitzgerald, and then she was talking about music and how racialized it was and just what that meant for music. When she was just in the music industry, and she was just in the music industry as the current person during the interview. And one of the people she talked about was Laverne Baker, who just, she was talking about how Laverne Baker did this amazing song, Tweedly Dee, and then she just did it, and everyone in the black community just loved it, but it didn't really go out to the broader world. But then just the producing people said, okay, we're going to bring in this other person, Georgia Gibbs. And Georgia Gibbs, they told her, Betty Carter said, to just do it exactly how Laverne Baker did it. And then they put out Georgia Gibbs' version, and that was what gained popularity. Georgia Gibbs, who's just white, and gained popularity just among the masses. So Betty Carter was talking about just how so many black artists, especially in blues and jazz, were always original and making their own songs and having their own voice. And we're all original, and just that was the main part of her music. But then there's so many white musicians who are copycats or just sounded the same or were taking music from other people, or the producers were saying, go do this song. And this was just her example from that. So I just got the Georgia Gibbs Tweedledee version and the Laverne Baker Tweedledee version, and then we can just listen to how they were different and how they were the same. And also just an exciting, I don't know, maybe turn of events. When I looked up Tweedledee, the Laverne Baker version right now, 2022, is just, that's the one that the people love. That is what all the results were. So that's very exciting. But at the time, Betty Carter was saying it was all Georgia Gibbs. So we're just going to be listening to both of them on this exciting little block that we have for you. It is 2:36. And right when I looked up at the giant clock, it said 2:36:36. So pretty exciting stuff. And it's very exciting because we have a couple more epic songs. These are some of the last of our just jazzy and blues history. I have a big story about them songs. But there's a couple more coming. And it's pretty exciting because these are another song that I didn't listen to all the way through. I said, yep, that's the right song. Let's listen. Let's put it on the radio. So I'm very excited to be listening with, what? Listening to it with you right now, this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So we are going to hit it, and when we come back, maybe it just might be PSA time. Who knows? It's very exciting. I'll try to find one. But in the meantime, hopefully you're just having a rockin' spectacular day. Thank you so much for tuning in to What a Wonderful World. It's just 91.5 FM, and we're so excited that you're tuning in to WMFO. So without further ado, we're going to go to just the story that Betty Carter told about Georgia. Yeah, Georgia Gibbs. Georgia Gibbs and Laverne Baker. And we're going to start with Georgia Gibbs to then just save Laverne Baker, just this amazing lady. Well, both amazing, but just the original song is coming last. But first, it's going to be Georgia Gibbs. And they're both going to be doing Tweedledee. Here we go. We're hitting it.
I'm as happy as can be. Jiminy Crickets, Jiminy Jack, you make my heart go clickety-clack. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dee. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dot. Honkies, honkies, pieces bite. I'm gonna see my honey tonight. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dot. Tweedly dum, tweedly dum. Give it up, give it up, give your love to me. Tweedly dot, tweedly dot. Gimme, 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 gimme. Bum, bum, tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dum. I'm a lucky so-and-so. Hubba, hubba, honey-doo. I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dum.
Tweedledee, 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 tweedledee. Jean. I'm as happy as can be. Jiminy Cricket, Jiminy Jack, you make my heart go clickety-clack.
It's Lavoyan Baker, Tweedledee. What an epic song. And we're just hearing from the audience that people just know that one more than the Georgia Gibbs one. That's what some people in the audience are saying, at least. And Betty Carter would just be proud with that. She is saying that just at the time, that it was just the more popular version, the Georgia Gibbs one. But it's so exciting that also, that's what I was just finding in the Google results. Lavoyan Baker was coming up left and right. So this is very exciting for just the world and history, and it's exciting we've got to hear just both of them with a little bit of history and context on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So just talking about other women who have sometimes just been wronged by history, but then just got to get talked about, and so then are just rocking it overall. Also, I was thinking about, when I was thinking about Lavoyan Baker, was thinking about Big Mama Thornton, because if you've just been here since last year, you know that when I heard Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton, and then there's this epic video that you should go watch, maybe I'll try to find out the video and put it in the DJ chat, so you should go to the DJ chat and find the epic video link I'm about to put there. It's just at WMFO.org, so you can go there if you want. It was very exciting because she just has this epic video where she's just singing. It's pretty fun. And I just really loved her as an epic woman. And also, of course, she is just one of the classic stories of just she sang Hound Dog and rocked it. And then Elvis kind of took it and then was just a lot more famous with it. And I gotta say, it's one of those instances where Big Mama Thornton just rocked it so much more. It's very different style, but it's just such a rockin' song. So, because I thought about it, why don't we just listen to it? Can you hear Big Mama Thornton enough? I don't think so. So, right after that, we're going to be hearing another really good one. The last of the kind of more songs that have a lot of history that I now know about because amazing peeps taught me, and I'm very thankful. Also, hearing about Bessie Smith, who was another one that we learned about, who's just a founding blues woman of rockiness and spectacularness. And she has another pretty epic, empowering song coming at you. But first, it's going to be Big Mama Thornton doing Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
was Bessie Smith, Ain't Nobody's Business What I Do. And really, it was actually Bessie Smith who we watched the movie of. She just has St. Louis Blues. Yep. And it's a pretty epic, just a short film, just about 60 minutes, where she just sings that epic song, St. Louis Blues. And that is what we watched in class. But then also, there's an epic video of Big Moth Thornton doing, I think, Hound Dog and another song. But then, if you just look up Big Mama Thornton video, it will come right up. And it's very epic because she just plays the harmonica in it and goes crazy with all these epic people. And her harmonica playing is absolutely so fun and so epic to see. So, those are just my two film viewing opportunity recommendations through the radio for you today. So, we are insanely almost out of time. I can't even believe it. It is 2:53 and there's still, well, there's always just a couple more songs, but one thing that we need to do that's very exciting is, as you know, as a longtime listener, Tufts Freeform Radio, it's a community radio. So that means no ads ever, only public service announcements, one every hour. And this one is going to be epic. I always love public service announcements, and this one is one of my favorites because it's just about walking. Some of my favorites include walking and dried fruit, and this week, we're doing a walk-in is good exercise. So, here we go. I've just realized that I don't have my glasses again, and that it's really going to be difficult. Okay, we're bringing it close. Here we go, peeps. It's going to be epic. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That one always surprises me right at the end by just talking about all those healthy adults and just how you can go slower if you're not healthy. And just talking about all those inattentive drivers and what just harsh, sad notes to end on. Just be attentive, everyone. Rock on. And walk to become a healthier adult. There you go. Probably you're just going to have such a fun time. I recently, just during the summer, did the Harvard Square Walk. Just from Harvard Square to Javis Square and then just to Tufts, and it was pretty epic. It was probably just like 50 minutes, so I don't know what that says about just the health, but it's pretty epic and pretty fun, and there's a great store just on the way called the Good Vibes, and there's a little happy pineapple on the front, and it's a craft store. There's a pineapple with sunglasses. That's the one you know. Go inside there, and they just have mystery craft items that I really want to go back and get. So if anyone wants to do the 45 to 50 minute walk, we can even go slow if you want, to good old Harvard Square. Just, I'd say, call, oh my gosh, where's the number? Come on, world. Call 855-915-9636 or go on the DJ chat and we can just do a walk and maybe you just can do a request for a song on the walk? I don't know. We'll have an epic time. But until then, we are just running out of time insanely. So we're going to put on another one of my favorites, but another one that we're just going to probably have to fade out while I just talk really quick. And we'll play again later. So don't you worry. Next week, tune in to hear the full one of this song. But here's a little taste of another one that just has such great vibes. It's Oogum Boogum Song.
Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your high-hole boots with your hip-hugger suit, it's all right. You're out of sight. And you wear
a sloppy shirt. I admit it, girl, that I can't dig it. Then I said, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say, boogum, boogum.
We're just fading out a little earlier than than expected, but Brenton was just rocking in the background. It's the Oogum Boogum song. We're going to be hearing it more next week. So stick around. Join me at 2 p.m. What a fun time. Join me just down at the radio station. 2 p.m. Thursdays. It'll be such a great time. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a rockin' week. And hopefully you just enjoyed some great Betty Carter stories. And just have such a great week. Until next week, thank you so much for listening. And rock on. Let's see.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands,